Good morning. It's 10:07. Yeah, 10:07 a.m. That's because I slept in this morning. Oh, it's delicious. We had a power failure in the middle of the night, so I couldn't tell what time it was when I rolled over and looked at the clock and saw it was blinking, and I said, oh, it's not time to get up yet. And I was right, it wasn't. I slept till almost 8. It was quite delightful. That's the first night of decent sleep I've had in several. So, yeah, good times. Let's see. What am I thinking about today? Well, it's first day of November. In theory, it's NaNoWriMo. No, well, not in theory, but actual fact. We have entered NaNoWriMo, and I have not. I haven't committed to writing. I got the Ravenwood Galley yesterday. And, it's beautiful. The matte covers are delightful. I may have to, I'm going to mark up all the other books. And I think what I'm going to do is shift them all over to matte. Although, I don't know, the shiny covers with the charts on them, those look really sharp too. So, I don't know. Decisions. I've got a lot of markup yet to do. That's what November is going to be. After I get Zephyr's call, which I got converted yesterday, I just need to get the ISBN numbers and a barcode onto the back. And that'll be taken care of. I can upload those. That should happen today. I'm already an hour into my work time. I'm just getting my walk underway. I'm starving this morning. No, not starving, not literally, but I was quite hungry. I slept too late. I ate breakfast, and now I'm walking. So, yeah. Well, tomorrow, if I were to walk in this light level tomorrow, it would only be 9 o'clock, so it's not so bad. Because it's fallback night. So we put the clocks back an hour overnight. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, the sun will be up. Yay. Excuse me. I have to go home and get some groceries. I probably have to do that before I post. No, maybe not. Maybe I can get the post in before I have to go. Well, I do need to go pick up some groceries, get some stuff for dinner. Get a bag of coffee. Some of the basic things. I also got to pick up some prescriptions. I don't know how many they're there. I started Endomondo this morning and forgot to check it. I also put on my parka because it was just barely 40 degrees. And now I'm too hot. That's the way it goes, I guess. Part of it is that the sun is up high, so I don't have a lot of shade to walk in. And the other part is that it's warming the air on the outside, and I'm warming the air on the inside. Walking along. I stopped and took some pictures on the way, so the time is going to be way off this morning. Probably 45 minutes or more. No, not bonus pictures for you guys. It was just pictures that I wanted to take for the path. So I started playing Ingress, which is really what the photos are for. And it's an interesting game. I don't know how. It looks like our neighborhood is about to be overrun by the enemy, and I don't have enough knowledge to combat it. We seem to have a fairly active half a dozen people in the neighborhood, in the city. Not necessarily in my neighborhood, because there's a lot of places that could have been flagged as portals that haven't been. So we'll do what we do. We'll keep moving. That's an interesting game. The interactive alternate reality game overlay from my phone is it's pretty sweet. It's pretty cool. I can use my computer at home to scope out places where I should take my phone and do battle and try to hack the portals of the enemies. And there is one portal that's really quite near the house that I really need to hack. I'll probably do that when I go pick up the groceries. So yeah, it's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of, it's another way to force myself out of the house to get up and get moving around a little bit. Because a lot of the places you have to walk to, at least here you have to walk to them. There's some you can drive to, like drive over to the mall and then walk around the mall and pick off a few. Girl's on the same 2-mile loop. There's a girl walking up ahead of me here. She came up behind while I was taking photographs and then walked by. And that was a mile ago. So she must be on the same 2-mile loop I am. I don't know if she makes an eastward turn up here at the path, which I suspect she's going to. Keep walking. Headed for the mall. Rock on. I've got Ravenwood. I've got Severe's Call almost done. I'll have that done today. Probably won't be able to get the order in until tomorrow, but I'll get my end of the work done of it today. Get that shipped, start on Hermit. Shouldn't be too many typos in Hermit. I had half a dozen reported, but I've corrected those, and I haven't had a whole lot since. A couple, but not serious. So yeah, it's been a month. Has it been a month since I had my diagnosis of ADD. I'm doing so much better. That's ridiculous. Bunk post. The idea that these books have hung around for so long, and simply by setting up a schedule and some deadlines, and even though I've had to slip the deadlines, I moved back. Zephyr's call deadline to today, for example, and I had to move the deadline for Monday out till Wednesday. But that incremental level of intent, of cognitive engagement, seems to be enough to keep me moving. It seems to be enough. Last week was a terrible week because of sleep, but or lack thereof. But I think, all things considered, that wasn't a terrible week. It just wasn't one of my better weeks. Of course, I was coming back from the con and out of my schedule and trying to get things dialed back in again. So, you know, I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I'm very pleased. The therapist is talking about dropping back to every other week just because I'm doing so much better and we spend so much time not on work these days. We talk, we have nice chats. Sometimes I'll tell her my dream. Then I'll tell her what I think it means. And then, that's it. I mean, it's pretty low-key. So perhaps it's time to, after 3 years of every week, or nearly every week, perhaps it's time to back down a bit. Candy wrappers. We had Halloween last night. We had a few kids come to the house. My daughter was still in makeup from being her zombie flapper at school, which apparently was quite a big hit. In her dance class, they did Thriller. And she was the only one who was dressed as a zombie, and it apparently looked pretty sharp. So she had a good day yesterday. Right up until the end of the day, and God bless her. I wish she had told me sooner. But she got an invitation to go out to a late movie. Now, a midnight show on Halloween, that's, you know, okay, I can do that. Except that she waited until after I had my meds, which meant I really wasn't supposed to be driving. So I couldn't drive. And even though she was going to try to arrange a ride, the problem was I don't like to have her go out if I'm not in a position where I can go fetch her should something go wrong. It's happened before that, I've got a ride. Actually, my ride just left and they didn't have room, so can you come get me? And so, you know, 9:30 on a Friday night, to be invited to go to a late night show, it was a little bit late. And I had to say no. Under normal circumstances, I would have said yes, but I had literally taken my pills just 10 minutes before. And within an hour, I was out cold, so. There's that. So it was unfortunate, but she's going out tonight. She's got something, I don't know what it is, 7:30. She's going to see something.
Good morning.
She's going to some show tonight at 7:30, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. She hasn't said if I need to come up with either money or transportation for her for this, so I don't. I probably should ask her. Yeah, but I'm gonna go get groceries. I'm gonna have to do that before I sit down again, because if I sit down, I won't get up. That would be unfortunate. Decidedly unfortunate. So I won't do that. Yuck. I've worked up a sweat underneath the shirt, and so now the wind is blowing underneath the coat, and everything inside the coat is now clammy. Yuck. Anyway, so let's see. Yeah, today is finish up that cover, get the EAN for Zephyr's call. Pages. That's going to be something like $14.95, $13.95 maybe. Trundle, I'm almost back. What does Endomondo say? Endomondo says 41 minutes. Well, that's not bad, actually. I thought it would be much more. I walked over 2 miles, 2 miles and 10. So, close enough. I'm pleased. The workout. Find the voice recorder. Here we go. 18:40 since I started recording. That's a good time. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.